Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I love to be sitting in an airport if I see a pilot get on the plane with gray hair. Like that.
Sure.
It means from the old
era.
I
see him at the bar.
I would take a pilot in his 50s having a toddy before he hops on the 737 than I would a 25-year-old who, was drinking a cup of coffee.
Yeah. In a vape pen?
Vape. He's vaping before the flight.
You know what? I might even handle Denzel, who's making the announcement while he's making himself a screwdriver. You know what I mean?
Everybody knows I take ADHD medicine, and that medicine wears off at about 4:30, and at which point I am completely useless.
Oh, okay.
Not just, partly useless. I'm totally useless.
Does it sometimes wear off earlier?
It's wearing off right now, actually.
If I had gone to see this Elvis movie this past summer,
yeah,
and they had invented a plot line that was not feasible, that could not have happened, it would have made me angry.
But
because that's what I know.
But
that's
Elvis
what I like.
Is not fantasy. Like someone's
yeah,
made
it's
an, up.
It's
this
a
like,
it's a biopic.
Yeah, biopic.
Yeah,
is different.
But they make
it's
lies.
A totally different genres.
Well, they do lies and they make up.
They
something,
do lies
and they make up lies.
Artistic license.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Just trying to match the key. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara.
Do you think our theme song needs lyrics?
I think our theme song needs constant updating, to be perfectly honest with you. I think it needs and that's why I love searching for it. When I have the time, I like to linger. It can sometimes take upwards of a couple of hours to go through everything because there are these very generic songs you would hear like on a drug commercial that you would see on the telly.
I think our current theme sounds a little bit like a House knockoff. Like if they did a show that was like House, but wasn't House, this
he's
could
got
be a
something
theme
out. He's got something out where he's a doctor. I don't know what it is. Might be a movie, might be a miniseries.
Is he a crabby doctor like he was in House?
Huey Laurie. Huey Laurie has something.
Little Huey Laurie.
I know. I like to call him Huey
Laurie.
Hi, everybody. Derry, New Hampshire. Those are our cities this week. Fishers, Indiana. Wilsonville, Oregon. Sierra National Forest in California. That's a big place. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. And Boyne Valley, Ireland.
Well, we're sitting in Boyne Valley.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Great to have you along on a fabulous Tuesday program. We're so happy to be with you. And I'm very, very happy to make the announcement that it's the little things that count, ladies and gentlemen. And last night, at a particular time, the news came on, and I'm watching it, and they said, you don't have to boil your water anymore.
Yay!
There are no griblies.
Big win.
You do win. Wonder. You do. I do. In fact, this morning,
what's the bar?
Well, I just this morning dumped the ice cubes out. So I wonder, how long it takes to purge.
I would get a new filter.
Now, who has time for that garbage?
No, don't
really?
You really? Yeah. Don't you keep standby
filter?
Yeah,
I keep a water filter.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You've made me more paranoid now.
Well, I mean, if
for
you're going to be.
For the fridge water?
Yeah, because the water lives in the filter for a while. Like, that's why it's heavy when you take it out.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you have a filter,
that's
swap
a good
it out.
Point, Rob. That is a good point.
Yeah.
I'll add that to the
list.
But
what are you doing with your shower water? When can you drink that?
It's right here. This is the water I'm drinking. So, I drank it with the amoeba. Filled water today.
What you need to do, Mike, is keep an eye on that neighbor that didn't hear about the boil water warning. See how he's doing.
I'm sorry, they've passed.
Oh,
Amoeba
well.
Mike.
Mm-hmm. Amoeba McIntyre.
Talking to Oscar before the show about down here.
Yes.
And it continues because the more access people get, the more you realize what this was. I watched a compilation last night, which I probably shouldn't do.
Right.
But it was 25 minutes of home videos edited all together, and some of the most astonishing video you will ever see. And how somebody took a good long time to put this together. I can't identify it, so I don't know where you can find it. I was YouTubing when I found this, but I will tell you that when you look at all of them, there's just no question what was the worst. And they're talking about Fort Myers Beach here being the ground zero for this hurricane. And ground zero, not only with where the storm hit, but the, you know, the amount of water and wind simultaneously that hit that area was what really stood out to me. And it just, and the boats, you know, they've got a tremendous amount of a shipping fleet down here on Fort Myers Beach. And we go down to a little restaurant. As a matter of fact, I was talking about the birthday party on the pirate ship.
Yeah.
The pirate ship is stripped bare, but it's there. I saw it on drone footage that it's there, and it's actually on the same side.
Remains, yeah.
It remains on the same side, not in the same location, not even close. But you have these massive shrimp boats that have been stacked on each other, and it's truly something to behold.
Were you in like one of those weirdish moods when you started looking at this drone footage? Because I know sometimes, and we are the same way, sometimes we will go on the internet just looking for some negative stuff. Were you like in a weird mood that drew you to
I've been in a weird mood since this thing hit, and it's survivor's remorse, I think.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what I'm in the weirdest mood about, and that includes this week, is getting back to my routine. I don't feel right about it, but I'm not doing anything about it either. I'm just kind of getting back to doing the show and, you know, making a donation to the websites that I think are important. But when you hear how many good people that are part of these disaster relief teams that come from, you know, the middle of the country and are driving down here, it's spectacular what people are up to.
But it should be.
Everybody does the work. And then we got some of the big guys like Carrabba's and some other chains that are over at our big arena that's 10 minutes from my house that are serving free food. There are people that need free food.
How many times have you gone?
They caught me last night. And it was you know what, Oscar? Their bread is fantastic.
And they always, when they make pasta, they always boil their water.
Yeah, it would be. This is where you have the moral hazard, where you're like, "Well, we should go over and you know, we should donate our time and help out."
Right.
Right.
And then you get there, like, we have enough volunteers. Thank you so much.
Right.
Carrabba's is over. They're offering free food to to people affected by the hurricane. But before you leave, please stop by Carrabba's.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mike was affected.
You're terrible.
I mean, your house wasn't destroyed, but I think you, I mean, just the mental anguish, you deserve like a quart of bolognese, something.
No, I don't think so. I really don't think so. I think
you're a better person. I only went through that playlist
that was a great playlist.
They are not
Arthur
people
Miller.
Above your, like,
do
above
you
that.
Think people are doing it?
Of course.
Oh my.
It's Mike, especially think about older people. In your, I won't say your neighborhood, but your vicinity, that are perhaps there from the Midwest that see
I
the opportunity to grab
it's when you,
some salad.
I've been at enough like school drives, backpack school drives for the radio station or Giant, whatever combination of promotions they suck me into, which I'm fine for. But when you see like the parents then come back with other kids that you know are there, like, it just, you're like, you don't need 7 backpacks for the like it's that same, oh, it's free,
I know,
who's gonna take it,
but you know what,
I
always put the there but for the grace of God go I theory into the effect. I don't know what anybody's motivation is.
You
know,
it's hard
the same
to trust
thing.
People.
But it's the same thing with somebody who might be getting into a Mercedes Benz when they're panhandling on the street. That's happened too.
Yeah, but you know, like, what? There's so much more effort in that. Like that you're being
in a good way?
No, in a terrible way. But deceive me at a high level. Don't just roll into a line for those in need and then just pick up your bag of Carrabba's.
I hope that they spill Alfredo sauce on their Mercedes leather. If they are misusing the system.
Well, I wasn't talking about the people that are going to the, you know, to do that. I hate this discussion, by the way. I hate it.
Mike, you always have to look at the other side. Like, where's
the
evil?
I know you
do. Right?
I know. Now, listen, Carl and I were talking the other night about the fact that we love heists. Okay? When it comes to crime in America, without anybody getting hurt, of course. The heist is always... Now, I wouldn't want to be part of one.
No.
I wouldn't want to be in a bank when it gets robbed. But when you watch on what movies... Don't we kind of root for the... the heist guys?
It depends.
Right?
It depends.
The departed.
I have some great insight about...
Or The Town, I should say. That's the movie that did that.
About... who was it? It's Al Pacino and...
Heat.
So in Heat, was it Michael Mann? Might have been the director.
I think it is Michael Mann.
Michael Mann had and coordinated with the security at the bank and the bank to have Al Pacino and Tom Sizemore, the bad guys, that team... case the bank prior to shooting the casing scene. So they had to physically go and case a bank without the bank supposedly knowing that they were casing it. So they could have the same like level of tension of like, if we were going to do a bank heist, this is how we would do it.
Yeah,
that's kind of neat. I'm glad you brought up movies because I want to bring this up to you, especially Oscar, that this morning I'm reading an article that was fascinating to me, and it was an article about superhero movies, and the guy that actually did the Watchmen series.
Yeah.
Let me
Very
see.
Very dark.
His name is Alan Moore.
Yeah.
So this guy, I guess, is moving on from the genre, and he's frustrated with the nature of what they are. His name is Alan Moore. He thinks adults liking superhero movies can be a precursor to fascism. Well, that caught my eye because I have always... And then when I read the second paragraph about this, where he called it the infantilization and an urge towards simpler times, simpler realities, then I'm all in.
Yeah.
Because I felt that forever, that we are a nation... of toddlers.
Mm-hmm.
When my dad was taking me, and we didn't have Major League NFL football, we had minor league football, but we would go to Dillon Stadium, the small stadium in Hartford, Connecticut, and we would go see a team called the Hartford Knights. And the Hartford Knights were semi-pro, but that was our football game. My father would wear, because he worked as an insurance executive, where he was in the marketing department, and he would go to a minor league football game, and he would wear... a blue blazer with gray flannels and maybe an overcoat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all the dads around there and these guys were wearing. And now you see people when you go, the modern NFL, then the start of it was back in our era for the Hogs, right? Where it became kind of traditional for guys to dress up. And it was like a lot, tremendous amount of attention. Now, God almighty, what, 200, 300, 400 people, 500,000 people at an NFL game where they're dressed like circus clowns.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right? And that's another example of it. But this guy says he's co-creator of the graphic novels Watchmen. Do either one of you know what I'm talking about?
I have no idea of it.
I've watched the entire series.
Ah.
V for Vendetta. That's another one.
That's another dark.
Yes, it is.
Dark.
Well, here it is. And Oscar, I want to directly ask you about this because he says that superheroes, he doesn't think superheroes are for grownups. He has expressed his disdain for superhero movies for years. He told The Guardian in a recent interview that he thinks adults who, who like them can be a precursor to fascism. That's what he said about this.
This is interesting.
This guy's been a problem since day one.
Really? You know who I'm speaking of?
Yeah, he doesn't want any of this to happen. It's like he thinks that HBO bastardized his series.
He was unhappy with the adaptation.
Yeah, and then the adaptation to the movie, there was issues with that years ago. It's not going to... Look, for you purists out there, kindly... golf, because no one cares. All right, I didn't read the comic book. If it's entertaining on the screen, that's what matters. And I don't mean this because I have friends that are purists. I just had a long conversation with.
By the way, I have to point out, I do take that personally.
Thank you. I had a long conversation.
He
this
said
morning
kindly
about
yes, kindly f all
about Tolkien's
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings, but the new series on Amazon. What is it?
No, there's so many of them.
It's beautiful.
The tree of seeds.
Yeah, Rings of Power. Rings of
what
Power.
What is it?
Rings of Power.
Rings of Power.
Yeah.
They had a series
what,
like that, that on the
That's what we get when Rob gets out of the bathtub, everybody.
Hey, but you know.
I want to tell you.
So I was talking to Charlie Burney, and he's like, I hate Rings of Power. I was like, I love Rings of Power. And he's like, it's not the same as the graphic novel or whatever it is, the books.
The novel.
Is there a reason Charlie just walked out of the studio and didn't even come on camera to wave at me? I'm a little paranoid about that. Right before the show, Charlie Burney and Oscar.
You had a layer of tension to the room. Like, you know, it's palpable.
Well, I think the tension was coming from you two. I mean, you muted your microphones. You're having this little
I don't even have access.
I muted the microphones because it was cutting in and out and it was irritating.
Oh. I didn't mute them. Go. I'm just sitting
What
here
were they talking
about,
Pony?
They were talking about comic books. Superheroes.
Up. God, you are useless.
But this morning we had this conversation where he's like, I just hate Rings of Power. I said, I think it's awesome. And he goes, but I read the novels. Like Tolkien would have had an issue.
See?
And
something
I said,
you've never been burdened with.
Yeah, and I said, well, I don't.
Intelligentsia.
I don't.
You should point out, see, I'm nice to ask you. Yeah. I should point out he's the most educated man in the room.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. Well, mm-hmm. But I said, you know too much, Charlie. I'm okay with just seeing what I see and not being like, I wonder what Tolkien would say about this.
But if you're a Tolkien purist, I mean, like, for example, for me.
Let it go.
If I'm not a Tolkien purist. I didn't read the books. But if I had gone to see this Elvis movie this past summer.
Yes.
And they had invented a plot line that was not feasible, that could not have happened. It would have made me angry.
But
because that's what I know.
But
that's
Elvis
what I like.
Is not fantasy.
Oh,
that was
yes,
an actual
yes,
person.
Yes, he is.
Like someone's
yeah,
made
it's
up
an, it's
this.
A, it's a biopic.
Yeah, biopic
yeah,
is different.
But they make lies. It's
a totally different genre.
Well, they do lies and they make up
they
some.
They do lies.
And they make up lies.
You mean artistic license? What are you talking about?
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out, between his not reading novels and you trying to, what
no,
are you
I'm
comparing
saying,
it to?
I'm saying the fact that at least they stuck to the storyline that could be true.
But
if
it
they
is
went
a biopic.
For,
it's a totally different
no,
genre.
No,
you
no,
have
no.
to
they
pick
li-
something fiction.
They always, they, you know, for example, the new Marilyn Monroe movie, Blonde, that's on Netflix. Oh, there are huge strays. It strays from the truth in huge ways. And it's ostensibly a biopic.
Any desire to watch anything contemporary at all?
It came out two weeks ago.
Blonde is
no, I'm talking about the
contemporary,
the subject matter of contemporary.
It was number
Do you watch
one.
Dune? I'll give you one. Dune, the most recent remake of Dune. Did you watch that?
I did not watch that.
Wonderful.
Not
but,
my
but
scene.
The purest, like,
but
the
you watch modern television shows, so yeah. that's good.
I watched I watched a new series last night called Midnight Club.
What's that about?
What's that?
That's a bunch of kids in a haunted, they're cancer. They're actually living out their final days. They're teenagers with cancer in a hospice, but it's a haunted hospice.
Oh.
It's pretty dark.
God, it sounds horrible.
Yeah.
I liked it.
How's your how's your state of mind these days?
Let me pull out of Rob's all right.
Can I just take a moment?
Yeah,
here
and then
say,
I want to read you more about what this
with
guy
with
said,
respect
but go ahead.
To the Watchmen.
Yes.
There has been a true departure on both ends, whether it's a television show on HBO or the movie.
Mm.
And I could see where the pain, even when the movies are different, and I know I'm going to hurt people by saying this, but Tokyo Drift compared to all of the other Fast and the Furious franchises doesn't really add up, right?
It's non-canon.
Yeah. Yeah. And it bothers.
Yeah, but that is okay because it's about cars and speed and that. This guy, when I'm talking about superhero movies, I want to tell you what this guy says. He says that superheroes should still be for children, despite his own involvement in shifting that narrative with Watchmen in 1986. That goes back that far.
Yeah, because it's an adult graphic novel.
Does he talk about how it leads to fascism, or is that just in the headline?
He says hundreds of thousands of adults lining up to see characters and situations that had been created to entertain 12-year-old boys, and it was always boys of 50 years ago. That's what he's saying.
Aren't we always going to be boys with our toys?
Well, it's interesting
to me. Every girl and boy needs a toy.
What's interesting to me is Superman was created as an anti-fascist character.
It was KKK.
It was a reference to Hitler.
What did you say, Pony? I know you're into this. You're
Superman,
getting all excited.
Okay, Superman was originally an anti-KKK character.
He was against the Klan?
Yes, and what you're talking about, Mike, is actually, it's called Cult of the Hero or Cult of the Superman, which is a trend that leads towards fascism. It's one of the indicators that someone is moving in the direction of fascism, because essentially what it means is that you envy and you admire these vigilantes,
right,
and you want to do something similar, but
right,
there's no villain, there's no arch villain to go after. So all you have to go after are the people that you find to be villains, the people that you make into
the people,
villains.
And Pony, wouldn't it be accurate to say the people you disagree with?
Exactly.
That's which is where we are politically in this country. Yeah, that's why I kind of brought the thing. Yeah. I think it's a fascinating subject.
Yes,
and kudos to Mr. Bloom, who is actually crystallizing what this guy said. And Pony, I'm not sure you're not agreeing with it, right?
Oh, I agree that it is one of the factors that can lead to fascism. I think
now, with that said, I just want to qualify my belief that I get it. I get what the guy's saying. I get what Pony's saying about this. I've never been one to say that pop culture of any kind causes people to go out and do horrible things.
I agree with you.
Don't make you a violent person.
They don't make you violent.
No.
But I will say, culturally, when you study what we like and what's popular, and this guy mentions the fact that the blockbusters, all the big money makers, are these superheroes that used to be one in a million. You know, you have Batman and Superman, and then now it's they did not get better. Do not do that. Do not insult me. They did not get better. You've got this.
I hate to agree with him. They have gotten better.
They've gotten better.
And they've,
what the superhero
when
movies?
Disney bought Marvel, they took all that Disney magic.
And also they overlap. There's the whole
Marvel. They dominated the genre thanks to the Marvel universe. Yes.
Now I still don't like them, but I have to cede him his point that they have gotten better. So
if my wife, who, you know, I don't know where we are in our marriage, in the seasons of our marriage.
6 years.
Yesterday.
Now, hold on a second. Yeah. Don't open that door, because then we have to digress, because you're saying, wait, was it that bad an anniversary weekend? Is that...
You start questioning things. You're like, is everybody happy here? Who knows?
See how am I supposed to do a show when he digresses? That takes this whole little subject that I just pulled out of thin air, and now he's talking about his marriage crumbling, God's sake.
She will watch these movies and be entertained. Like, it's not like me dorking out about, like, oh, I know what's going on here. This is
she'll great. Watch the superhero
she'll,
movies.
She'll watch superhero movies. She's entertained. That's hard to do.
I can't go that far. I know
that.
You're not
entertained?
Better. Not really. No.
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 You don't buy into Captain America?
No, I don't buy into that.
Oh,
no.
Jesus.
No, I don't.
Well, this guy says he adores his comics, but he doesn't
America?
Like the
I
the
love
adult.
America. It's the greatest country in the world.
You know, I love America so much. Let me show you fellas how much I love
Oh, my God. You're
America.
Not going to unzip, are you?
No, I'm just in case.
He's got his passport.
I'm always ready. Always ready.
You carry your passport with you?
You never know when you got to, you know, bug out.
Where are
See,
you
that's
headed
a super,
to?
That's a superhero thing.
Yeah.
That's where you like this. And he says it's adult. It's not adult fare. He says that. He said, I don't really think superheroes were adult fare. I think this was a misunderstanding born of what happened in the 1980s, to which I must put my hand up to a considerable share of the blame. So he takes the blame for this. Pony, I get the fact that you can see trends of the infantilization of people in our country in a vast amount of activities, not just movies. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree. And I think it's important to point out that you can enjoy these sorts of movies. I think the real problem is when you start to see yourself as one of these types of characters and you seek to kind of emulate that behavior. That's a problem.
Or
that's
do you
where
think,
it's dangerous.
Pony, do you think it would further be a problem if you began to admire and perhaps vote for someone who emulated that type of behavior?
That is certainly moving in that direction. Kind of the strong man worship.
For example, Superman never gets on TV and says he's wrong.
It doesn't.
No, Alan Moore. Not.
No.
He doubles
Alan
down.
Moore used the popularity of superhero movies and the election of Donald Trump as examples of what's going on
if you
right
look
now.
At the I always look at the way that Kim Jong-il's suit is tailored. And then look at the way that Donald Trump's suit is tailored. They must have the same tailor. Like this.
Very
big,
good.
This
big. Thank you. That was a totally unrelated Jeez. Statement, yeah, but that's quite all right.
But no,
okay.
I'm talking about the way that they project themselves to the world.
The Elvis stuff seems to make sense now.
You know what? I love this show because you never know what the hell he's going to say. It's fantastic.
Yeah, but Pony, you'll probably get a better perspective on this. Like, they look like the graphic novel villains.
Ah, good point. Okay. Yeah. Right? Okay. Kind of. Now I'm with you. Now I'm getting
like
it.
The big
now
boss
I know what you're talking about.
That has that's wielding the power.
Well, I'll give you another example of the infantilization of the United States. Mm-hmm. A viral video has surfaced. Don't know if you caught it or not. It's a stand-up comedian in New Jersey standing up on stage. One of the lady heckles her. One of these ladies heckles her on stage, said, did you vote for Donald Trump? She said, no. And then she said, did you vote for Biden? And it's like, it's this horrible heckling job, and she's trying to work her way through. I think it's Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
It is exactly Point Pleasant, which is right on the shore there.
What happened?
And then you see this full, heavy, looked like a 16-ounce beer can whistle by her head that would have done enormous damage and explodes against the wall. She has the presence of mind to pick it up and chug the rest of it after this comes down. But once again, the infantilization of this country. Now, look, I get it. I'm part of that same era, the 80s, where I cut my teeth in my 20s, and I'm coming up during that, and you see where we are with you disagree with me, you're an idiot. I'm going to wear t-shirts that have F Biden on it. I'm going to wear, you know, and then it's just, it makes me wonder about where we are, whether we're getting less civilized.
Well,
I think about that, really.
Becoming,
I don't think you need to wonder about that.
This isn't an original thought, but I also don't want to, I guess, I don't want to give too much details of a private conversation, but we might be getting dumber.
Oh, I believe we are.
Yes.
I believe we are. It's sad, but it's absolutely
like,
true.
Like, I think we talked about this, and I mean, I maybe had a crash course in civics because you had to take a test before you became a citizen, but I don't remember like this, and I don't know. I mean, you might know, Mike. Like, do we give this type of education when we're in middle school still, or do we get this in elementary school?
Like civics?
Yeah.
Depends on the part of the country you go to school in.
It really does.
I also think that, and I'm an example of this, I believe when I look back on my public school education, I think it's a walk in the park. I think it's an absolute cakewalk. And my sister, who went to a Catholic school back in the day where it was tough, is I think, better educated than I am.
Yeah.
I really believe that. I think that, you know, the standards that we have, that contributes to it to a certain, you know, level. But it's weird, you know?
Let me ask you this. I remember when I was in Catholic school, my parents did not care. Like, they were like, the teacher's always right.
My mom and dad, same thing.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think about this now because I hear my sister was just, you know, kind of upset about something for a teacher. And I said, what happened to the teacher always being right? And she says, well, like, that's different. And I said, no.
And this is above average. You know, I believe physicians are the greatest students, academics we have. They know that.
I said, I love my nephew, and he didn't do anything wrong. I was like, but this is, he's got to learn that he's not always going to get his way.
Isn't there a recent controversy about the professor that had a 30% fail rate in a pass rate, a 30% pass rate in his class, and they blew him out.
And
he's been teaching forever, and it was organic chemistry.
Yeah,
which precursor to med school, where you got to know
if
it.
You
got to know
that,
it.
Maybe they're like, you know, thinning the herd.
Could be.
I mean, that freaks me out. By the way, file another category: pilots.
Yeah.
Don't have enough pilots, not enough people getting that high-level training. Used to come exclusively from the military. Well, now we need more pilots. So what do? We lower the bar. Mm-hmm. So good luck with that one.
Yeah.
You know, it freaks me the hell out. By the way, I love to be sitting in an airport if I see a pilot get on the plane with gray hair. I like that.
Sure.
It means
I don't
from
even
the old
mind
era.
When I see him at the bar.
I would take a pilot in his 50s having a toddy before he hops on the 737 than I would a 25-year-old who, you know, was drinking a cup of coffee.
Yeah. In a vape pen?
Vape. He's vaping before the flight.
You know what? I might even handle Denzel, who's making the announcement while he's making himself a screwdriver. You know what I mean? And I'm flying Friday, so I have to be ready for that. It's weird. It's just I think overall, what's the word people say? What's the phrase? They say we are better informed, but we're not as knowledgeable. I would describe it if you could.
And maybe just do this with your son, Mike. And there's no knock on him. I don't know when you get the civics education or if they get it at their school. Like just understanding the three branches of government, I think most people don't know that.
No, they don't.
I am watching his new school now, and what they are doing, it is not an inundation with homework, which is fascinating to me. And the teachers, when we went to our first parent teacher association, said, in the event that he's having difficulty with something, please do not intervene. Please let us know, and we will work with him. That's unheard of for me. And, you know, and that's why, you know,
Mike,
I mean,
sounds like a good plan. All right. Oh, that's great.
Well, do you know, relying on me for math guidance?
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, did you tell the teacher that you were having some trouble with some mathematics as well?
Oh, God, I wish. By the way, I've always theorized that with my elementary school, I want to say middle school public education, Mrs. Greer focused on the above average students, and then she would spend a good deal of time with the real underachievers, the great vast middle, like moi.
Yeah,
I felt like I was ignored.
Yeah.
And I also think that my mom and dad could have been a little harder on me to memorization.
Fairness, they put all their energy into Kathy.
That's true. They mostly
You're
had
right.
you. Isn't it true? They mostly
You're right.
had you for
yes.
parts.
Yeah,
like if she needed a transplant
Kathy,
or something.
Take care of Michael. He's really being annoying.
Yeah,
I know. I was a little one, you know.
And then they realized.
Trying to involve myself in an adult conversation. They go, oh, Mike, you idiot. Yes.
You can't That's give her it. Your liver.
Mike.
It's no good.
Show the Waxons your Fred Astaire.
Hey, Michael, do a Jimmy Cagney for us. Kathy, could you call the Hendersons and let them know the details on the pool party we're having next week? Michael, pick your nose the way you do. Come on. Go ahead. You know, meanwhile, you know, you've got the accomplished one in Krusty the Clown. So I don't know. But man, oh, man. And here's another thing that gets me. When I watch a professional football game, I cannot stand now the people that wear the look at me outfit. Do you remember when it was rare?
Yes.
To
yeah.
see a jersey?
Yeah.
To see a football. I didn't wear them because I thought it was a joke to wear the jersey. I said, I'm not wearing a jersey. I'm not on the field competing. I'll wear a sweatshirt that says my team on it.
Yeah. Right.
But wearing the now it's standard.
Absolutely.
You know, practice the people, but it's the people that wear, you know, that take their shirts off
the
and
wig.
Do half the blue, half the white painting, you know, that kind of stuff. Yeah. Come on, grow the F up.
I don't mind
really.
That. That's like
I know
that,
you
that's
don't.
The fanatics.
I know you don't because
like,
you're 20 years younger than I am. Mm. That's why you don't
I
mind.
I saw a
it.
Lot of that when I saw Wicked on Broadway. A lot of people showed up. Not really. I was only kidding.
I was going to say, did they like dress like the Wizard of Oz or something like that?
I was only kidding.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
you go to Hamilton dressed as Hamilton?
Exactly. Screaming about the Bill of Rights.
In this day and age, I don't think so. I think the Hamilton customers would probably go just to see that.
They'd stop you at the door.
You know?
The Kennedy Center.
Last example for me. I didn't really make a big deal about this because I think it might be my problem.
Okay.
But the ladies around me. And the people going to Earth, Wind, and Fire that made it all about them wrecked it for me. You know what I mean? And I guess it's me and a concert in general. But when I've got
a
lady
that's...
You're
already on thin ice when you're in that situation.
When I've got the wooers, you know that woo!
Yeah.
Woo! You know? But then again, the music I like was predicated on really enjoying the music. And kind of sitting back and watching
but
it
also
and digging it.
Didn't a lot of people ruin it before the music even started? Like,
yeah.
Can you get pictures of me? I want pictures. There were pictures of us in the
audience. No, lady bumped into me, slid past me on Boogie Wonderland. I'm like, shut the F up. Thank you. But that's me. That's me. But I don't think it's all me anymore. I think some of the things I've been saying, my old man, God rest his soul, called it the dumbing of America. And it's coming true.
Yeah.
It's coming true. Yeah, and it's
I have slivers of the dumbing that I subscribe to, unfortunately.
Could you give me, I'd take even one example.
I mean, I have to see the Fast and the Furious movies that come out. I know they're dumb. But
right?
it's a callback to when I was, you know, in my early 20s. And
oh, see, I thought you were going to give me an example of something that you consider the dumbing that makes you worry about your fellow Americans.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you right now.
Okay.
The we don't socialize the way we used to socialize. That these apps that bring you anything from any restaurant in the world create a value system of like, oh. Like, I don't have to go to that restaurant anymore. I'll just pay, if I can, for the food to come to my house. And I sat there with Shannon the other day, and I was like, well, maybe I should just, like, get Martin's and bring it to the house, and we could have something romantic to make up for our missed dinner.
Mm-hmm. And how does that tie into the dumbing of America?
Because you have to interact with people. You can't just be online all the time. Like, you have to go out and see people and experience
So you are saying that the fact that people can be pony-like,
yes,
and the hermitizing of America is related to the infantilization.
Correct.
See, I would say pony is even though he has his issues with us, I think culturally he is a little ahead of the curve. There's a compliment. I don't give those to you very often.
Let me offer this, Mike. The people that go overboard when they're decorating for Halloween,
I don't mind that.
Easter,
why would you
Christmas?
Think that's crazy?
Because
they're
it's
spreading joy.
Are they spreading joy?
I see Rob's point.
Are they spreading joy? It just pisses me off.
That to
I
a
don't
degree.
Need to see an inflatable snow globe because they spent $80 at Lowe's. Snowman waving in a big inflatable, and then the next day when they don't want to waste power, they turn it off and the thing goes flat, and so that's depressing too.
And what you're seeing with that. And I'm just making my point. We got a break. We're going to run out of time. What you're seeing with that is it's always the childlike stuff that's the big blow up, right?
It's the
snowman. It's Santa.
Yes.
It's never like the tasteful. I've seen some homes that are so gorgeous with lights on their trees and the wreaths and the windows that are so tasteful and so beautiful.
Like
I don't want to sound
house.
Like an old fart.
No, the Home Alone house was a little classy.
Yes. And you know what, Mike? Where is the inflatable baby Jesus?
Thank you. On that note, thank you, Rob.
Can we
Thanks
put the reason the in the season?
Yes, the reason in the season. Yes. Put the Christ back in Christmas.
Amen.
With a giant, slightly overweight, inflatable baby Jesus.
Smiling.
Thank you.
A smiling
Well, we solved
baby
that problem.
Jesus, yes.
We solved that problem. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the homepage right here. A big fat news so we can be even later. We'll be right back. I love the Condo Bob promo.
He's got a wife named Kathy and a son named Rob. He's retired now. He doesn't miss that job. Says hey to the ladies that are in the mob. And everyone around knows Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
He will henceforth be Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
Condo Bob. Condo Bob.
You'll become a legend just like Condo Bob when you subscribe to the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Click the banner and subscribe today.
To Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
Condo Bob.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. With work from home becoming the norm, we're spending more time indoors. Boo.
Boo.
Now is the time to get outside and explore while the weather is still good. Electric e-bikes offer next level features at a price that's surprisingly easy on your wallet. All their e-bikes ship free, fully assembled, so there's nothing stopping you from getting your adventure on. Right now, during Electric e-bikes end of season sale, you can save up to $50 on their flagship XP 2.0 series e-bikes. Oscar is in love with his. It has customizable add-ons and adjustable features that let you tailor your ride to your style, baby. Plus, variable pedal assist throttle, all-terrain tires, and a foldable design. No bike does more at this price. You can cover up to 45 miles on a single charge and reach up to 28 miles per hour with the 850-watt peak motor. Electric e-bikes' wider handlebars allow a comfortable riding position, plus upgraded seating, baskets, racks, and other accessories make it easy to build your dream ride. You love yours, Oscar. You've had it for a good long time now.
My backpack for Santos has been delivered. so we can ride together.
I want pictures.
I've seen it in the building. It is such a good looking ride.
Yeah.
It is really, really cool.
Go to electricebikes.com and save up to $50 on a 2.0 e-bike purchase during their end of season sale. But hurry, because this sale ends on October 23rd. Again, that's electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, ebikes.com. You're going to love it.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
All right, I'm going to try to fly through these news stories because it's fascinating to me.
You can't rush excellence, Mike.
I understand this. Celebrities you can walk right up to and ask for an autograph, and they will happily oblige. There are plenty of them out there.
Yes.
On the other hand, here's a list of famous people who won't sign autographs in the wild. William Shatner. He'll happily sign at conventions, I guess, where he's getting moolah. A lot of William Shatner in the news.
Pay me.
I think it's his book.
Pay me.
He's hawking his book. Bryan Cranston used to be more accommodating, but in 2018, he said, after 18 years of signing everything for fans, I'm retiring. He did say he would be willing to pose for selfies, though. Steve Martin, no shock there. It's not clear what his policy is now, but back in the 80s, he used to hand out pre-signed cards that said, this certifies that you have had a personal encounter. That's just such an ego. That's so ego. I just hate that. I mean, I understand totally about celebrities that get that every day of every year. But, you know, when you go that far, you know, you're just so full of yourself.
It's just an autograph.
Yeah, exactly. A few years back, Jonah Hill borrowed that idea by handing out cards that said, I just met Jonah Hill. It was a total letdown. That's funny.
See, funny.
Do it funny, you know. Well, let me read the whole thing just to be fair to Steve Martin. This certifies that you have had a personal encounter with me and you found me warm, polite, intelligent, and funny. Not funny. Jonah Hill, funny.
Steve Martin oftentimes walks that line between funny and look at me.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Ringo Starr, he retired from signing. Don't have to say anything about Ringo.
Yeah.
I mean, he's Ringo. He's a Beatle.
Yeah.
Of course.
Peace and love.
Paul McCartney said he'd rather have a conversation. I get it. Bruce Campbell. He's such a cult hero.
He's been on our show. He's a funny guy.
He prefers the convention scene because it gives him a chance to meet with fans. I respect him. I want to intermingle with them. That's what he wants instead of the autograph. I get the when the guys say I want to have a conversation as opposed to that. Mm-hmm. Billie Eilish, Greta Garbo, and Joaquin Phoenix rounds out the people that that do that. So that's it. You know, so what? I don't care. Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick were among the victims of Bernie Madoff's infamous Ponzi scheme. And in a new interview, Kevin admits that they lost most of their money. He says, quote, there's obvious life lessons there. You know, if something is too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
And when something like that happens, you know, you look at each other and you go, well, that sucks. Let's roll up our sleeves and get back to work. You know, he adds, quote, we've made it this far. Our kids are healthy. We're healthy. We can still both work. And certainly you get angry and stuff, but I have to say that there were a lot of people who were much worse off than we were, and that's the anthem down here in Southwest Florida. No matter what happens, and I'm talking about people that lost their homes, who will say, at least we're alive. That's the most important thing. And when you see someone walk into their decimated home and they find a photograph of their family, that's one of the most moving things in the world because they're grateful for those things, for the little things, and I say God bless to them and hope that they pull out of it. Top Gun Maverick may have been your classic no-holes-barred, adrenaline-fueled thrill ride, but it was 100% scientifically. Was it accurate? No, it was not, according to Neil deGrasse Tyson. He says Tom Cruise, this is great. I love Neil deGrasse Tyson. He said Tom Cruise should have died during one particular scene. Listen to this. You'll love this.
Wow.
Here's his quote. Maverick ejects from a hypersonic plane at Mach 10.5 before it crashes. He survived with no injuries.
Mm.
At that airspeed, his body would splatter like a chainmail glove swatting a worm. Just saying. That is too funny. He added, when Maverick ejected at Mach 10.5, he was going 7,000 miles per hour, giving him 400 million joules of kinetic energy, the explosive power of 100 kilograms of TNT.
Wow.
A situation that human physiology is not designed to survive. I love that guy.
He's
great,
smart man,
he?
Yes.
So Maverick does not walk away from this. He'd be dead, Neil deGrasse Tyson
right at the
says.
Beginning of the
very
movie.
Dead.
Yeah.
That is
not a spoiler.
No.
Did you guys know that super glue was used by medics in Vietnam to close wounds? Did you know that?
Oh, I actually did know that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's true, saved a lot of lives, but it's got many other uses. Brides are now using it on their wedding day to temporarily pin their ears back.
Well, a hairstylist. Elf ears, then yeah.
A hairstylist in Brazil just did it for a bride who wanted to wear her hair up in a bun. And the Instagram video has racked up over 20 million views. The bride doesn't wear her hair up very often because she's got large ears, like me. What I'd have to do is somehow find a way to super glue my lobes so that my lobes, which are the size of a surfboard.
Yeah. But Mike, they look so much better since you've taken out the stretching rings.
The piercings is what got you.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was my tribute to other civilizations that I was, anyway.
You're very woke.
You're a bouncer at the 930 Club at once, I remember.
Exactly, and I was just trying to make an impression. Bouncer. They put a line of super glue behind each ear, stick them to the sides of her head, her ears, and boom, problem solved for the big ears.
This is not new technology. They did this for Bing Crosby when he started in Hollywood.
Really?
But not with super glue. They figured out another way to get his ears back, but yeah.
Look at these look at these taxi cab drivers driving down the street with the doors open right now. Or, hey, Nathaniel, give me the Gorilla Glue to pin my ears back. And have yourself some Bing Crosby vanilla ice cream while you're at it.
Madagascar vanilla.
Boy, this is great. Oh, look at these ears. What can you do for me? Hey, makeup lady, go get the glue. I'm tired of these sticking out, you know? Hey, call Prince Charles. I'm sorry, King Charles.
Hey. It's King Charles.
There we go. Anyway, there's not only one way to do it. A few women in the comments said they've done it too. So there are different ways of like sticking it back.
Interesting.
There. Who gives a rat's ass? The newest iPhone has a cool feature, and you might be aware of this, Oscar. It's called crash detection.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. This is fun.
I can tell if you're in an accident and automatically call 911, but there's a minor glitch, Joel Rogers. Listen to this. It turns out it's been calling 911 for people on roller coasters. It uses something called high G-force accelerometer.
Yeah, balls beep.
To detect four types of crashes, front side and rear end collisions, and also rollover crashes. It's not clear which one roller coaster is triggering this, maybe all four, but you could definitely see how a loop or corkscrew might look like a rollover crash. It's happened at multiple parks, including Six Flags. Get Mark Riddell on the phone.
I will. This makes sense for something that I was trying to figure out in my most recent trip to King's Dominion.
Right.
At Twisted Timbers, they won't let you take your phone on the ride. They provide lockers because there is a tight corkscrew in the drop, and that's probably the reason.
Interesting. You only have 20 seconds to cancel the call once it detects a crash. Obviously, you're not checking your phone on a roller coaster, or you might not hear the alarm go off yet. My wife would be.
Yeah.
I don't care what the roller coaster was.
Carrie'd be looking at TikTok as she's going through a loop.
Not clear if the fabulous Apple Corporation plans to do something about it, but luckily there's a way to avoid it. If you have the new iPhone and you're in line for a roller coaster, put it in airplane, that fabulous airplane mode.
There you go.
This doesn't bode well for hit and runs. You just call the police on yourself.
Cancel it. Just cancel it. Cancel it. We're okay.
You're okay.
I'm at Busch Gardens.
That car came out of nowhere.
It's okay.
Yeah. But, you know, usually it'd probably be a totaling or a rollover, and then you're not going to drive away anyway from that. How about that? Yeah. I was smart with that one. And now a little something-something, ladies and gentlemen. A 46-year-old man in California named Scott Socia was driving on a highway after midnight on Saturday, and he sped up on a female driver who he felt was driving too slowly. He passed her, merged back in front of her, and then he stepped on the brakes. Mm. The woman flashed her highlights, her headlights, you know, the high beams.
Yeah, high beams.
And he didn't like that. So he allegedly decided to shine a green laser pointer back at her car.
Oh.
The driver was blinded by the laser pointer, and she crashed into his vehicle from behind. Thankfully, no one was injured. When the cops showed up, they confiscated the laser pointer. Infantilization of America.
Yep.
There it is again. Scott was cited for brandishing a weapon and was given a court date. He's probably facing additional charges, but it's unclear what those are. This all could have been avoided.
Yes.
Schmunt. This is what happens when I rush. This all could have been avoided if he subscribed to Dadgrass. I'm sorry. That was terrible. We got to take a break.
My God,
what am I doing? Anyway, laser pointers, bad things. Never had one shined at me.
Well, the bad thing is that while she was driving, a cat kept batting at her face.
Yes, running around. I've used a laser pointer for that.
That's one of those fun. Little dogs love to chase them. Yeah.
We'll be right back, everybody.
All right, boys, settle down. It's me, Elvira, mistress of the dark. The sassy lassie with a classy chassis. You may have read that I enjoy the company of the fairer sex. Guys never did it for me because while a guy is doing it, he's thinking how great it would be with a different woman. Whereas when a straight woman is doing it, she's thinking how lousy it is with this guy. If your lady needs something spooky, scary, racy, or lacy for your Halloween celebrations, visit the TMOS shopping center, you little monsters. Just like my sweater goblins, these handsome devils need a lot of extra support.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program is brought to you by Sunday. Does your lawn have weeds, bare patches, or pet spots? Sunday. They can help you solve all these problems and more. The easy way, they've got everything you need from fertilizer to seeds to weed control, and it's all delivered right to your door. I used to dread taking time and effort. I didn't like lawn work. My father forced me.
Yes.
He wasn't abusive, but he forced me to do lawn work. That's why I got poison ivy on one of my weddings. But I look forward to it. Only one of them. Thanks for pointing that out, Rob. Appreciate it. Sunday's lawn care products are quick and easy, and I don't even have to go to the store. Sunday's custom lawn care is the best. You go to GetSunday.com. It's that easy. You can find GetSunday.com on MikeO'MaraShow.com. It's right there. Click on the Sunday icon. It's right there. You put in your address. Their lawn analysis tool will do the rest. They use soil and climate data to create a personal nutrient plan delivered to your door right when you need it. Sunday's lawn care products are made with your family in mind. That's why they use ingredients you can feel good about, like seaweed, iron, molasses. Best of all, it really works. I've used it. I know. Sunday is offering our listeners 20% off full season plans that start at just $129, and you can get 20% off at checkout when you visit GetSunday.com/TMOS. That's 20% off your custom plan to GetSunday.com/TMOS. Do we have the Pony Boy Bloom music?
Oh, you mean, Mike?
Here?
It's time to visit.
The Bloom Room. It's time once again for the Bloom Room. Oscar was adamant when he said he's got a big one for us today.
This is more like a case study in...
The Bloom Room?
Matt Bloom. And his just level of stress I think he puts on himself.
And what's the bit called?
It's a bloomer.
So, you know, in a way, like when he was talking earlier and
it was just
sharing
like
his thoughts on
that.
He's pleasant to be.
On
I
the
like
show,
the guy.
He's great.
I love him.
Off air.
I do. I love that part of him.
He's
I really
a peculiar
do.
Human. Yesterday we had an issue.
I abstain.
During the program. Where I mentioned, remember there was a little bit of a delay. Where I said, "Hey, the Wi-Fi isn't working the way it should."
All right, that was yesterday's program. Yeah,
I remember.
So
that.
Yesterday, after we wrapped, you know, traditional SOP would be we post the show, we check all the levels, we're good to go. He stops by and checks in with me, and says, "Okay, we're good to go." I said, "Hey, how about that Wi-Fi?" And it's roughly 5:20 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "I'll try to look at that tomorrow." I said, "Leaving the office with Wi-Fi." You know, not at 100%.
Compromised, yeah.
It's not adequate, and that's not going to be okay. I'm sorry, you got to put your stuff away.
I'm going to let Pony jump in here. Pony, counterpoint.
Well, I mean, usually these kinds of issues can take hours to figure out. I mean, it's the end
once
of the
again,
day.
Once again, you've unsuccessfully defended yourself.
That's oftentimes the case.
So
in the Bloom Room.
See, and I just want to make this point before I let Oscar go on.
Here. Yes.
You know, Pony, when you're using that argument, you could use it with a lot of people. You can't really use it with Oscar.
That's true.
You understand, right? You can't use it with the guy that's
I mean,
Saturday
I
and
it.
Sunday guy. You can't do that.
Right. But I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm not going to stay here from like 8 to 10, like 10 or 11 o'clock.
Let me just tell you once again, though.
Wow.
Okay. And I mean this sincerely.
Oh, snap.
We're not... we're not here. We're not here doing this program. And myself and effort of Santana, you see. And by the way, did my connection
you may want to restate that last sentence.
We're not here doing the show without his extra effort. If Oscar goes out in a thunderstorm and gets hit by lightning, you guys, I mean, I don't think the three of us are able to sustain. I mean that. By the way, he can be a little prickly, you know, mad. But that's kind of the reality of it. So, you know, everybody's going to kind of put up.
I don't take this as it was just peculiar to me because we're doing a tech test for this ESPN essentially television show we're shooting today. And I'm on, and everybody in the control room can hear me talking to Matt. And everybody heard, because Matt's response to me, and in fairness to Matt, he might give you a little static, but he'll follow your lead.
Sure.
So he looks at me like a child, and he's like, oh, this could take hours, and stomps.
So did you get angry?
Yeah, he stomps back to his office because he's going to fix the problem. I said, hey.
Do you think, what's going through your mind at this point, Pony, do you think?
Yes.
Do you think in terms of you don't necessarily want to linger because you want to get home and have that gin.
It's spaghetti night.
In the blue room.
The two things you hate most, not only do you have to linger and maybe screw up the spaghetti dinner, but you have to work fast, which you're not comfortable doing. Is that right?
Well, sometimes mistakes are made.
Yes. Well, yeah, especially, I mean, look, I everybody knows I take ADHD medicine, and that medicine wears off at about 4:30, and at which point I am completely useless.
Oh, okay.
Not just, partly useless. I'm totally useless
after that point. Does it sometimes wear off earlier?
It's wearing off right now, actually.
So how did it end, Oscar?
So not 11 minutes later, as I told him, I said, it's probably a loop because he installed some new equipment.
Yeah.
And it comes back 10 minutes later, 15 at most, and says, it's all set. I figured out what was going on. And I said, okay, what was it? He goes, it was that loop you said. It was like an easy fix. I said, okay. I wanted to highlight this on the show today because I wanted, in front of the world, to let you know that Matt Bloom is very capable. And it's not, and I guess your response of doom and gloom of like, this could take hours, is maybe you should look at the glass half full than half empty, because you just never know.
Sometimes, and I'm as guilty of this as anybody, a positive outlook on the task at hand. I sound like Vince Lombardi.
Yeah.
Sometimes a positive outlook on the task at hand can be extremely beneficial. You know? By the way, this new coach for my beloved Big Blue, New York Giants, kind of the way he runs the operation. There is a standard of work ethic that is right up there with all the obsessive compulsive coaches, but there's a positivity that goes along with it. A laughter, a joy of doing the task. Pony, perhaps, maybe a new way of looking at things.
You know, I like to maintain positivity whenever possible, but it's not always easy to do that.
I see that in and of itself. Beautiful contradiction right there.
It's a hard no.
You know? Yeah. I like to maintain positivity, but it's not always easy to do in this horrible environment.
Mm-hmm. It's not always possible.
Yeah.
But by the way, would it be safe to say that since the Rob issue, have we all mellowed maybe a little bit?
Oh, absolutely.
A wee bit?
Yeah.
You know? So much so that Rob chooses to insult me during the shows now. I mean, really meanly, too. You know? I mean, maybe it's just because I was thinking about it last night as I stewed on you and I was really angry at you. I was thinking about whether it's one of two things, and I welcome Oscar's and Pony's contribution here. I was wondering whether it was either A, I'm used to it with Oscar, or B, it's the way he does it compared to the way you do it. Because it really, when you said I insulted your son, that really threw me for a loop yesterday. And so that's my question to you, Oscar. What do you think it is?
I think that it's... I think that Rob, when he insults, he just insults and doesn't like give context. So like, hey, how dare you say that about my son? And then he's rude to you, right?
Sometimes he does. Sometimes he'll say, how dare you? And then that's kind of light and red. But then there'll be one like, you know, I'm sharing with all the listeners that Mike just insulted my son. The worst thing you can do so that I can cement his reputation as a monster. Do you get that? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
And I do.
Because you've said it before. You don't like to fight.
And
you
know, I apologized yesterday after I said it.
I know, but you really didn't need to because it was your kid and I told you I get it. I understand.
But I don't want you to have to stew on it. I mean,
I don't look. You know what stewing is, right? Yeah. We've both been on the stewing scale of things. Oh, it's gone by the time I get in here.
God, I hope so.
I think the power dynamics are also different.
The old stew was a nasty stew.
No, but I literally, it's gone shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
It doesn't. If it lingers, I call you.
The takeaway is that Rob has a different dynamic with you than I do. And I'm not saying it's better or worse. You guys have, you know, you're 30 for 30. You've been doing this for 30 years.
That's true.
Yeah.
We have been working collectively for almost 15 in one way or another. So that comes with different power dynamics. What doesn't change is my dynamic with Mr. Matt Bloom in the Bloom Room.
He's so linear.
Where after the fact.
Right.
After Matt left, anytime something was like a little like, hey, can you double check that? The six people that were on the other side of that conversation.
Oh, did this, we're eavesdropping.
We're doing this bit. They're like, this could take hours.
Oh, no, really?
How dare you delay me from my pasta? How dare you?
How dare you indeed?
That's good enough for me. We got to take a break. That's the Bloom Room. We'll come back with something
else. Lock it up. Lock up the Bloom Room.
Rob, do you want to talk about your urgent complaint? Is that what you're...
Yeah, yeah.
Rob's urgent complaint.
It ain't good.
Okay, we'll do that when we come. That's always good. We'll come back with that right here. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Woo-woo.
TMOS traverses the internet and boldly goes into new territory.
Podcasting as we know it will be changed forever as TMOS brings you the future now.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover.
Catch the unrivaled comedy on the go, live as it happens.
Laughs tailor-made for your busy lifestyle.
It's the TMOS TikTok Takeover. Technology.
Synergy.
And all the your pants hilarity that you've come to expect from TMOS.
It's TMOS streaming live on TikTok.
Watch it.
It's about damn time.
Yes.
Where'd that come from? I like that. That's why
Lizzo.
Choose...
Lizzo.
Oh, thank you, Lizzo. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because leaf piles, scenic drives, farmers markets, and hay rides are even better with a great night's sleep. Remember, sleepers who use their 360 smart bed technology enjoy 28 minutes of more restful sleep per night. That's up to 170 hours per year, which is nice!
Nice!
As the weather cools down, it's a time of transition, and quality sleep can help everyone in the family adjust to their new autumn routine. So, gradually adjust to your new bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes a night. Prioritize your new schedule. Get your bedroom to between 65 and 68 degrees. Minimize all lights. Pitch black is best. And reward yourself with quality sleep. The ultimate in self-care. And if you really want the highest quality sleep, be like me and get a Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't sleep on anything else. My Sleep Number setting is now a 75, and Carla remains at a 65. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or at sleepnumber.com/TMOS. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob has a complaint.
I do.
So let's dive right in because, as usual, we're running a little behind.
I take quite a few medicines ever since I had my issues. Mm-hmm. Blood pressure, different things. And one of the things I take is a diuretic. It's called Lasix. And it's a very effective pill. And a lot of times I was most familiar with it for racehorses to make them shed excess fluid. So right before the race, if you see a horse really going at it, you say, well, that horse is going to be a few pounds down.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's not the only similarity Rob has to racehorses, if you get my drift.
That's right. I wear a saddle.
There you go. So, yeah, baby.
But as Oscar and I have mentioned that lately, more people are coming into work, so traffic is getting a little thicker.
Yes.
Driving in to Washington, D.C. in the morning.
Is this a post-COVID thing?
Yeah.
More cars on the road, less people, most people continue not to take the metro.
Right. Because, so my ride was, yeah. used to be about 55 minutes. Now it's about an hour 20. And so...
Whoa.
It's always been long.
Yeah, that's about what it is.
Is that back to where you're back to where your average one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It would be longer sometimes.
It would be longer. Yeah. So,
David, do you take the Greenway?
I do. Well, I pick up the Dulles Toll Road. I don't take the Greenway because it's very expensive. Adds a little money. And actually, that far out, you can pick right up at the airport, and you're not saving any time. So
you don't think you'd zip right down to the access road?
No. All right. So. Okay. This one diuretic, Lasix, no matter how much I try to pee before I leave for work, after an hour 20 in the morning, it's time to go again.
Yeah.
What do you drink first thing in the morning? What are your beverages?
You know what? I minimize what I drink in the morning because of this issue.
You're like a toddler. You don't want to drink a lot.
I got to tee him up. I can't help. What did you used to drink before you got sick in the morning?
Iced tea. A Long Island iced tea.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And that
gift.
Also, it made the ride so much more pleasant. But
I believe we've opened a new door for lots of fun.
I'm just
going to
sit here and take a nap.
But,
so much traffic.
But I'm so tired. Very tired. You'd think the caffeine from the tea would keep me alert.
There's no tea in it, Rob.
What's
that? No tea.
I don't know. I stopped by Applebee's. I kept ordering them, and I just couldn't catch the buzz I needed, the sort of spark.
To finish your commute?
To finish my commute. So, you know, Waze will take you into the city various ways. It's always about the same. Yeah. I take...
Right.
You know,
you have a couple different options.
Route 7 to Route 28, pick up that toll road, and then I can either come all the way in on 66 if it's not a... And today it was a $32 toll to take 66 all the way into the city. Mm-hmm. So I said, I'm not going to do that.
You won't do that.
You mean those special access roads?
Yeah.
That,
I mean, if it's $4, sometimes I'll do it. Because it does save you some time.
It's how much to go one way into the city?
It's determined by the amount of traffic flow around the city. And it can be, its average is about $18.
You know, man,
it was
really?
$32 this morning. Yeah.
God, the abuse of the working class American. Honest to God, that is robbery.
What are we going to do?
$32?
Yeah.
We're going to make them work from home? They'll never work.
But I just think that, you know, a reasonable fee.
You're breaking up now. This is crazy. Remember when I asked Matt to fix the Wi-Fi?
No, I think he's better now.
Hello?
Yeah, you're absolutely fine. We just took some hits.
By the way, I should point out, and I didn't mention this to you, Oscar. I haven't mentioned this to you, that the old Xfinity Comcast down here, we were extraordinarily lucky to get it back on. They're less than a mile from me. People don't have it.
And
it's definitely been a little shaky wakey.
Okay.
Right. So when I get up, I have a huge stack of pills and I eat a glass of water. I'd say 8 or 10 ounces of water to take the pills. And then I have breakfast, but I don't usually drink anything with that. I don't do coffee. I don't do anything like that. I literally minimize the amount of stuff I drink in the morning and get in the car, try to go to the bathroom right before I go. Sometimes it's successful. Sometimes it's not. And then go in for the ride. For the first hour of the trip, it's fine. And then Waze starts telling me what to do. Today, it routed me through Georgetown, which was a traffic issue, but not the most direct way into the city.
Correct. I walked that way.
Yeah. And by the time I got to about, ironically, P Street, I was out of my, like, beating my hand on the steering wheel I had urgency.
You just pick up one of those things that they have in hospitals.
Yeah.
You're in the hospital. You know those little bottles that have the screw.
A
urinal. Take it with you.
I might have to.
Could you?
We've been on long trips where we've my son, my wife, everybody. We've all used water bottles at some point.
Yeah, you can get those big Gatorade bottles. But you gotta. Do you have control of your stream? Must be some people don't.
Look like a fireworks show.
So let me ask you this. Do you, the last we checked in, you were 6 months out from follow-up visits and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Is there a chance that with your dramatic change in your health, that and the way you've configured your body and all of that, that they're going to start knocking off, excuse me, as I throw up in my mouth, are they going to start knocking off some of this stuff?
They might, but the thing is we did an experiment where we went off the diuretic over the summer, and I started to retain water again.
And I'm just, that's okay. That's with all the stuff you're going
A lot
through.
Of stuff
okay.
going on with that. And also that means weight gain as well, which is something that, I mean, even if it is just literally water weight, that's not good taxation on your body.
By the way, I had a breakdown with my weight loss last night. Thank you, Special K Berries. Thank you. Thank you very much. Big mistake.
Oh.
You don't carb up. You don't carb up right around 6 o'clock. You just don't.
No, you just can't.
You can't. If you want to be Fatty McFadigan again and gain it all back, eat like that. And I did. I don't know why. I know why I succumbed because my wife was out of the house. Yeah. She was out doing some shopping.
Supervised.
Mike, this weekend. He was totally without supervision.
Totally true.
Late at night and without supervision.
Yes. Without supervision, like a toddler, the infantilization of America. I'm a child of the greatest generation.
Entitled.
That here.
Mike,
this weekend I had rice, and I looked at Carrie, and I just said, carbs. Because I hadn't had them, to speak of, in months. Mm-hmm. And it was the greatest in the world. And then the next day, your blood sugar is 150, and you're up 3 pounds.
Mm. Well, maybe when your next checkup comes, they will reevaluate where you are and see. Because, I mean, you're better off than you have been. I mean, everything seems to be in a regenerative state as well. Am I correct about that?
I feel great. I don't know. Actually, he wasn't here when I announced. I joined a gym.
Yeah.
And
good for you.
I've been doing the elliptical, and that's great. And everything is working out super, except for the fact that if I don't catch a few green lights, I'm going to need to scotch guard the inside of my car.
You can go. By the way, you can find them anywhere here. You can find them in convenience stores down here. Those little buckets.
Yeah, I wanted.
And they're easy.
I was going to see if Subaru had an upgrade. For the car itself.
Yeah, the Subaru catheter.
Subaru catheter.
It's fantastic.
It goes for the cigarette lighter.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what they used for. It's a little hose that comes out there. It's a little painful when you first start your commute.
No. Well, the hard part is getting out of the car too fast.
Yeah. Sometimes you forget.
That it looks like a gas hose, pulling out of the car. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come back. Sound, town, town, and sound. Coming up.
There's lots to celebrate with the latest bonus show. Here's a sampling of all the merrymaking.
Let's go back in time.
By the way, happy anniversary to my wife, 5 years.
The traditional anniversary gift is wood.
Mm.
Hey now.
Oh, hey now.
Old fresh face.
Old fresh face for 26 years.
I live here for 30 years. I know English.
I'm not a fan of the waffle fries, and I limit myself to one milkshake a month.
I woke up this morning with a bloody nose.
I don't like my chicken sandwiches to be sloppy.
A lot of times when you call those call centers in Egypt, it turns out to be a pyramid scheme.
Nothing says I love you quite like a bonus show subscription. Treat a loved one or yourself to a year full of the funny. Get a subscription now at MikeOMaraShow.com.
How do they give you so much food for $6?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Fall is here.
Yes.
Things are busy and we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. It's the best way to feel your best. Just one stick of liquid IV hydration multiplier in 16 ounces of water hydrates 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors. Tropical Punch, Lemon Lime, Concord Grape, Pina Colada, and my beloved strawberry. Plus, it has 3 times the electrolytes of traditional sports drinks. One of my buddies on the golf course was drinking one the other day. I said, hey, I know that. I love that stuff. He said, really? I said, yeah. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com. Get yourself a discount.
Yeah.
He said, I think I'll do that. It's non-GMO. It's free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Liquid IV has cellular transport technology. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world. To date, they have donated over 24 million servings globally. Be like me, drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 15% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 15% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Sound.
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 We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound Town.
If you're ever in California and you want to find a club that appeals to gentlemen, May I recommend the Pink Poodle Strip Club?
Oh, interesting.
Oh, great name for a strip joint.
Yeah, but what they can't explain is why over the weekend, a fire truck pulled up to the Pink Poodle.
Oh, I've seen this video.
And a bikini-clad woman got off the fire truck and appeared
got
to
out
be,
of the cab of the
yes,
fire truck?
And yes. appeared to be going to work. The whole thing was caught by a neighbor.
What do you say? I mean, my mouth dropped. And she had no clothes on. And what's she doing inside the fire truck? And who's running the fire truck? And who's in charge? And why did they allow this?
All right, stop the video. Somebody's stop the tape for a second.
That's, okay. I mean, it's very brief. That's all.
Lighten up, Francis.
Exactly.
Lighten
exactly.
up, Francis.
Maybe it was someone's
really.
Bachelor party.
There's not a call.
Yeah.
It's a first responder. Yeah, they go and get a cup of coffee. They go get a donut. They go to, the, I mean,
it
you can start it again. But I'm sorry.
It was
I'm
dusk.
On the side of, as always, I'm on the side of the
Mike, you're Team Pink Poodle.
I am indeed. Thank you.
What do you say? I mean, my mouth dropped. And she had no clothes on. And what's she doing inside the fire truck?
Fairness.
And who's running the fire truck? And who's in charge? And why did they allow this? I mean, somebody's in trouble.
She had her bikini on.
She did. At least at that
somebody's
time.
Somebody's in trouble. Okay.
That's a
what
threat.
About, what if your house is burning and they decide that you were the guy bitching about the lady getting out of the fire truck? I'm sorry. That is unreasonable.
All right. So you're Team Pink Poodle.
I'm Team Pink Poodle. I think there are things you complain about and things you don't.
And you know what? She might have been a volunteer. You never can tell. The whole thing's very vague.
I know, you know,
I'll
I have
send
personal
you the video,
friends.
Mike. I'll get your take on it.
She's, and you know, she's not a bad looking woman.
Yeah.
I have friends who have been on the job and have been first responders their whole lives who are tied into those fine establishments.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Mike, the last thing you want them is to burn down.
Oh, this was a police officer, not a firefighter.
Well, you know what?
He now can, do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I think I can noodle it through.
All right, head of security.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Mike, this is sort of big news we didn't get to yesterday. Scooby-Doo has a new movie coming out. I think it's on Netflix. And they reveal in it something that perhaps has been in front of our faces the whole time. Velma is gay.
From the Scooby-Doo gang. I think the world knew that.
Yeah, don't you think? Right? Yeah.
And anyway, they bring it up to... How does she out herself?
She finds out, she. The clip I saw, she sees another cartoon character and finds her very attractive.
Oh,
but Bill
I
Maher,
think it's high time.
I do too. Right? I do too. And Bill Maher brings this up.
New rule: now that there's a Scooby-Doo show that makes it official that Velma is gay, we have to talk about Fred and Barney. No. They vacation together, go camping together, and their wives hate their guts. Because whenever they walk in on them, they're not wearing pants.
What's going on at Hanna-Barbera? This is exciting. The remaining members of Queen, you know, they tour with Adam Lambert.
Yes.
But they were going through their archives, and they found some takes of a song they recorded in 1989 that they never finished. It's called Face It Alone, but they never had a complete take, so they never thought about releasing it. They brought it to their engineers, and they said, we have enough here to construct a new Queen record with Freddie Mercury singing
lead.
Oh,
hello! Fantastic!
Wow. And they actually took out a huge social media campaign. There's a billboard on Sunset Strip for it. Queen is one of the bands that I have every album of. I love Queen. I know you do, too.
I am so excited by this. I didn't
and
know
this.
And
it's so nice to hear this voice again that we haven't heard sing this. This is from... God, 1989, Mike, this is 33 years ago. And this is called, it's just a teaser. It drops later on this month. So I can't wait to hear the record. That's the teaser they released.
It'll be his voice will be brought forward, right?
Yes, I think
when
so.
They,
I
when
do
they
believe
release
so.
The,
yeah, uh-huh.
The real one, because I haven't. It's tough to make a judgment.
Brian
call
May, I
that.
Believe it was Brian May, said that he had forgotten about it, and the mm-hmm. other guy said that he remembered it, but hearing it again was like a very positive burst of energy.
Sounds
very
like
excited.
A Bond like a Bond movie.
It does. It does it? Very much. Bit. So I look forward to seeing, and I love the fact that they're putting some excitement behind it. So that's good mm-hmm. news. Meanwhile, you're not a cat guy. You
I had a cat.
Had a cat. I'm not really a cat guy. There's a new website called Purrli. P-U-R-R-L-I. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying you can reduce your stress level by listening to cats purr. And there are actually sliders to increase the size of the cat and the amount they purr. Here's a very standard purr you can listen to, and it says, do not listen to on your phone or your laptop. You need headphones for Pearly.
Hold on. I'm getting some interference. Yeah.
So do you feel less stressed now?
I'm not sure. There's stuff I'm getting. Yeah.
It sounds like they're about to attack.
That's what I like.
Obama!
Oh, is he in there too?
I don't know what's happening.
Meanwhile, Mike,
yes.
A cat went missing and a lady went on TikTok to reveal what happened. I guess you want to vet people before you hire them to do
get
work
it?
In your...
Vet?
Yes. I did not mean that, but I caught it. Right. Her cat got drywalled into her wall.
I end up punching a hole in the wall and out comes this. The contractor drywalled my cat into the drywall underneath the bathtub. This poor kitty was locked in there for 3 days, stuck underneath the drywall.
3 days.
See, that's not funny.
How fast?
It's terrible.
What a great contractor.
He's moving.
Move fast.
He's definitely moving.
Absolutely. And if the cat was like chilling and just sleeping and you didn't see it, you know, that guy's moving. You know, he's got a contract. A lot of guys do it piecework. You know, he's hustling.
Yeah, we asked the cat for a comment.
There it is. Kitty here, kitty.
And the cat kitty. Said, stay away from the pink poodle. Mike, let's close with this. Good news. The NFL has new concussion protocol.
The NFL announced over the weekend that it will update its concussion protocol. And then in a troubling sign, they announced it again.
That's all I got.
Hey, we got to get out of here. Tomorrow, I would like to spend a little time, as sad as it might be, into the relationship.
All right.
The anniversary week relationship.
They're not just even to the 7-year itch yet.
Also, my dog is going to boot camp. I want to talk about that a little bit. Lots more fun. Lots more thrills. And don't forget, November 1st, there are some tickets available.
Yes.
In fact, there are a good number of tickets available. I didn't even get an update from you. We'll get an update on that, and you can clear that up for everybody. There are some tickets that people can get,
I can't guarantee that it'll... I mean, there's a few weeks now until November 1st, but...
Well, he's saying if you have the pre-sale...
If you have the pre-sale code, you can get them right now.
Golden, baby! Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm confused. Thank you for buying them. We appreciate that. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Meara saying, so long, everybody!
Toodles!
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MearaShow.com.
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
I would like to hear a Space Force spirit on three. One, two, three.
Space Force spirit.
We're finished talking.